First reading today, taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. The fourth chapter, fifth chapter, and sixth chapter of St. Paul is very important. It speaks about how we enter into our justification and what happens to us. It's funny, we actually had a class last night about a specific topic. We've been talking a lot about identity and the Encounter School. And last night, using this passage, I will try to convey to you what was said over the course of an hour, over the next 4 minutes. So you might have to buckle up, but it's beautiful. The understanding of what has taken place in us, in Jesus Christ, by sin, whether sin inherited from our first parent, which Paul makes reference to today in the reading, or personal sin that we do, the wages of sin is death. Anyone who has sinned, the death sentence of sin in our life has come. Jesus enters the world and he does not sin, but goes to his death. And because he enters into death and is sinless, death has no authority over him. Jesus rises from the dead, free from sin and death. The invitation of Jesus in our life for us to enter into redemption, to enter into his grace, to enter into his death is exactly that. As we are going to you know, we all have terminal disease, right? We all have it. We're all terminally ill. As we approach that, as we move towards that, Jesus invites us to share in his death. Now, what does that mean? The consequences of my sin, I'm headed towards my death. It's a death penalty, a death sentence. And on the way, Jesus invites me to share in his death. Why? Because he loves us. The invitation to be one with him in his dying, so that sin and death have no more authority over us. By entering into Jesus' death with him in the waters of baptism, in the invitation to repent from our sins, to acknowledge the ways that we have fallen short, to repent from them, and to die with him in baptism, sin has no more power over us. Do you understand that? In Jesus Christ, every consequence of sin that has ever been a part of your life or ever will be has found its end in his death. We are made a new creation, one who dies with Jesus and shares in his resurrection. We are dead to sin. Sin has no authority in your life. What I am not saying is that that means that we no longer sin. No, we do, at least I do, speak for myself, times fall short from the great call that is upon my life. I fall short from living in the dignity and worth that I have received in Jesus Christ, being set free by his death and resurrection, I fall short. But sin has no power over me because I have already died in Him. This is what St. Paul speaks of the new creation that you become. You become a new creation in Jesus Christ. You have entered into His death with Him, and death and sin have no authority over you. They cannot intimidate you anymore, and you are free from them. You have become a new creation in Jesus Christ and have risen from the dead with Him, and all sin in your life is put to death. Sin has no authority over you. While sin at times is a part of our life, we do not have to sin. Sin has no authority over us in Jesus Christ. We are free in Him. I don't know what clicked in my head as I heard this presentation last night, but something did. And a sense of joy and freedom and of peace came with this presentation. Again, I tried to summarize a whole hour in 4 minutes. But I hope that you hear in this message that same invitation to be at peace. In your baptism, you shared in Jesus' death. Sin has no authority over you. You are free. You cannot be intimidated by sin or death anymore. And you are not its slave. You are free in Jesus. If this is not how you have been thinking about your Christian faith nor your Christian walk, my brothers and sisters, what a beautiful thing. Change the way you think. You have become a new creation in Jesus Christ. He has invited you to share in His death. You are now set free. So much of what Jesus reveals about the truth of who He is and about the truth of the reality of our existence in Him changes our thoughts and our minds, and we have lies that we believe and hold. They need to be all let go. And understand this. I hope I'm going to preach more about this some other time, maybe in a weekend. But understand this. Then why are we here in the celebration of the Mass? It is truly an invitation of thanksgiving because we make ourselves present to the very act that brought us this victory over sin and death. To come into the celebration of the Mass is for us, in your freedom, in your will, no one forced you to be here, to come here, to be one with Jesus Christ in all that you are and participate in His death and resurrection in sacramental sign and in mystery. A rendering of thanksgiving and gratitude to Him for the new radical freedom and life that you have in Him because of His death. And so what we received in baptism here is renewed in our celebration of the Eucharist. With grateful hearts, we can come and in thanksgiving to God for the new creation that we have become, for the freedom that we have, we come and participate in that one event in signs and in mystery to give thanks to God, to to express our union with Jesus, our head, in the offering of ourself to the Father. Amen.